East Coast Breakfast.
The Goo Goo Dolls are going to be at Durban ICC 5 December. It is a Thursday night, and that's how we roll. Tickets are available at Web Tickets. And joining us right now are John and Robbie. Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, we're great, man. Where are we connecting to you?
I'm at home in New Jersey.
And I'm at home in Buffalo.
I know it from TV. Yeah.
Very, very close to Niagara Falls.
The last time you were here, I was a child. I'm an adult now. And I'd love to know what you're looking forward to the second time you're coming to South Africa. A lot has changed. It's very different, by the way.
Interesting. Definitely a different culture than we're used to here in the States at that point in time. So I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun. And the shows are going to be amazing. Robbie was just telling me about some of the locations where we're playing and that they're pretty cool. So
yeah, so we're calling absolutely. You from Durban, right? And Durban's a very beautiful coastal town. Epic, epic beaches like you've never seen before. We've got the best sunrises. We've got dolphins. Yeah. We've got whales. We've got everything, guys. You're going to love it here. Our audience also, we're going to be the nicest to you.
The last couple of times that we came to South Africa, we were on larger bills. You know, the first time we were with Lenny Kravitz and The Cult and somebody else, I can't remember. And the next time, you know, was for the Nelson Mandela birthday concert. So this is really the first time that we've come, but to play for our audience, man. So I'm super, super excited about that. You know, this is going to be like people, you know, who are Goo Goo Doll fans.
Yes.
And, that's great.
And now it's just you. What can we expect from a Goo Goo Dolls Joel?
We're in a fortunate spot. We have a bunch of songs that people actually know, and we haven't been there in a long time. So I think it's going to be exciting to be able to play in front of a new audience. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be fun because I think it's going to be people who came to see us the last time and then their kid. I'm looking forward to that.
We've got some quick fire questions for you guys, by the way. So we want to know what you think these South African items are. Darren's going to give you the items, but also you got to try these items when you get here, by the way. They're the best things.
All right. So, as long as it's not Vegemite. That's
nothing. Never. We don't do.
I'm
meat
sorry
here only.
Australians did that to you, mate. I apologize.
You know what? I love Australia. I love the Australians, man. Yeah. But Vegemite is just an abomination.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Do you know biltong?
Biltong. Is that like a dessert that you have after a nice meal?
It could be, but it's actually what you guys would call jerky. So like beef jerky, but we
handle
it really
well.
Have you ever heard the word boerewors?
I'm guessing that it's a food as well.
Yeah, it's a really large sausage with beef mince. That's also really delicious. You got to try it.
All right. You know what? What are a pair of fellies?
I'm going to say fellies are like some sort of like UGG boot, some sort of a nice warm boot that you wear.
Very good guess.
Or trousers, maybe.
You know the rest of the cow that they haven't eaten, the outside of it, they make it into a shoe and a rubber bottom.
Right.
And it's like, it's very thin. There's no lining in it.
Yeah.
It's like the farmers use it. It's quite a...
When I go there, if I get in front of the audience, I should come out on stage in a pair of fellies.
Oh, you know, my gosh,
What's that? What is that thing called? A bushy wash?
The bush washes.
Bush washes.
Bush washes.
Eating a
bourgeoisie sausage.
Okay, so when you're backstage, they will have, so you'll be wearing your fellies, you will have biltong, you will have boerewors, but you will also and in Durban only, you'll have a thing called bunny chow. What do you think that is?
Bunny chow.
Bunny chow.
It sounds Japanese, but or it could be something like rabbit food.
I'm guessing there's not rabbit in it because you wouldn't use the word bunny. That would be like too cruel and weird. So I guess it's something else. I don't know what bunny it is, chow. But I'm guessing there's not a rabbit in it.
There's no rabbit. This is what I'm going to say. Okay, this is my next guess. Bunny chow is some sort of a pastry shell filled with meat or some other filling.
Oh, wow.
That's a great guess.
You nailed that, yeah.
Yeah.
I did?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Well, it's actually, it's a half loaf of bread, and the bread is scooped out, and then it's replaced with a very spicy and tasty curry.
Is it bunny curry?
Well, there's a great debate that happens amongst the 10 million people that live here. They don't know the origin of the name. My favorite is that it originated with a guy. He wanted to bring his curry and his bread, and he mixed the two together. His name was Barney, and then they called it Barney's Chow. And Barney's Chow.
No.
Yeah.
I like it.
Barney's Chow became Bunny Chow. That's the common.
I just love being able to eat my bowl.
I know. Guys, me and my teenage daughter and my good friend Carmen cannot wait to see the Goo Goo Dolls at Durban ICC on the 5th of December. Thank you for chatting to us, and we look forward to the Goo Goo Dolls live. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
Weekdays from 6 a.m. on East Coast Radio.